ready?
I'd like to welcome everybody to the July 6, 2021 regular meeting of the Lyman Board of Selectmen. This meeting is a public proceeding and is being recorded. The agenda is subject to change without notice. Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we don't have any special offers or presentations, so we'll go into the public input. So if anybody has something they'd like to say, they can have 5 minutes to speak their mind.
Bill, if I may, please.
Dave, go ahead.
I'm just looking to clear the air here. As previous meetings went, I was supposed to look into TRIO and find out a few things, which I have not been able to do, but I want to read a few historical emails that went back and forth, and this is my recollection of events on or about February 24th, 2021 at a budget workshop. The treasurer was explaining why the legal budget should be at $15,000. She provided a synopsis of previous years that showed, if I remember correctly, that the legal budget was less than $5,000 the three previous years. This being my first budget, I asked why should it be so high. The treasurer responded because she heard that there was a couple of large projects that they were going to be discussed in town. And when she was talking with town council, I then stopped her and asked if she could say that again, and she did. I asked, why would we have a budget that was $10,000 higher because of a project in town that may or may not happen? I asked why she was talking to town council about a subject that was clearly had nothing to do with the treasury position. I then asked her who asked her to call town council about these potential projects. I did not get an answer to that. I clearly asked the question, and I still do not know who asked her to call town council. For the background, at the time, Patty was the CEO, and she was concerned that she lost trust of the board. She was concerned that her emails were being read, and she was being kept out of certain loops. This is why I had asked the question, and I thought $10,000 for legal fees was high considering the past few years. The following day, I sent an email to Patty, and I said I was in a budget meeting last night, and the topic of increasing the legal budget came up because the treasurer said that there was at least a couple of large projects potentially happening in Lyman. Can you tell me if there are any issues with these potential projects and why our ordinance structure won't be sufficient as written? Patty responded, and this was to everybody. This was to Bill and the treasurer. I don't know of any specific large projects. I did tell Bill Single that there have been questions about subdivisions on larger parcels of land, and I suspect we may be getting some subdivision applications. I did not indicate that the town was ill prepared to process those applications at all. I just now spoke with Bill and told him that I did not mean to imply that the town was not equipped to review any potential applications. I offered to bring this to the planning board for discussion. He said that that was not necessary. I think our ordinance are capable of handling subdivision applications without legal advice. The planning board hasn't asked for legal advice to review applications very often in 9 years that I've worked here. The planning board has only had 2 appeals in the time I've worked here. One was upheld and the second has not been heard yet. Again, this is February 26th. The planning board has only two One was upheld, we most recently asked for a legal opinion upon advice of selectmen, of a selectman, for a recent application. This is Patty. My question is, why would this statement even be made without the planning board asking for additional legal fees, or am I indicating that we might need more help? I guess I don't understand how I'm excluded from these things, or these discussions. I think this warrants a discussion about why I'm being excluded on things having to do with my job. Is there a sudden lack of confidence in my abilities to do the job for the town, to assist the planning board in the processing of permits, and to know where and when we need assistance? I have said twice now that I feel I'm not being considered as part of the team here anymore, and this adds to my concern that I have. I just don't understand what's going on, and why another department having nothing to do with the planning and codes is discussing legal fees for that department without input or knowledge. I copied Bill Jeanette on this response. Well, I got back to Patty and said, I'm sorry if that upset you, that was not my intention, but my concern was the same. I do not feel we should be legally proactive on any project that has not been proposed, discussed, or applied for. It is not the pro-development or pro-growth I ran on and elected to promote. As for you not being included on discussions, that has nothing to do with your job is another matter and should be discussed and remedied. I know that you are highly regarded and respected. I have been a contractor for 40 years, as all just pleasantries. I received the following Monday, I received an email addressed to Bill Single, Ralph Blackington, John Tibbetts, Thomas, Bill Met, and David Alves. Good morning. Please refer to email listed below. As the Board of Selectmen budget workshop, it says March 24th. I believe that was a typo. It was February 24th. It was stated twice. I do not recommend that we lower a budget line for legal at this time, followed by several reasons. Then it says, for the record, I find the statement, as for you not being included on discussions that has to do with your job is another matter and should be discussed and remedied, inappropriate, unwarranted, and threatening. I sent back that I assured her that it had nothing to do with her, and therefore it wasn't inappropriate, it wasn't unwarranted, and it certainly wasn't threatening. Fast forward. Tuesday, June 22nd, from the treasurer to Laurie, who sent it out. Please forward to the select board, thank you. During last night's meeting, 6/21/21, Selectman Alf stated the following. You gave me a task at the last meeting to check into TRIO because there seemed to be a glitch. The word, I guess at the meeting, it seems that I may have said something that maybe was insensitive, which I don't believe I did. I talked to about the TRIO application as it was being worked. Nothing to do with anybody's work, but was working on TRIO. So since then, I have not seen anything that this glitch is fixed. Boom, done. As a matter of fact, I see an email in the back that we're supposed to have testing done on TRIO, and it wasn't done because it seems that we need to have a project manager to look into this. Inaudible, a liaison to TRIO. I have many questions about that. This was my statement as it was copied or recorded. The treasurer continues, as I was walking into the town meeting on June 11th, 2021, at approximately 5:30 with Brad Nickel, Selectman Alves caught up to us. They were both standing by the car I walked over. He asked if he could open up a can of worms. No, I said, hi. And she said very sternly, what's up? And I said, is this about the TRIO? Did I open up a can of worms? That is what I said. I said, TRIO has done those, getting back to what she said, I said, TRIO has done those things as long as I can remember. He asked, evidently me, he asked if they would be better served with a different software system. I don't talk like that, so I didn't say that. I may have said something to that effect, but it wasn't. I told him I believed the next level up from TRIO would be an additional $15,000 per year or thereabouts. Brad asked me if there was Munis I was thinking of. I said yes. He told Selectman Alves that it was very expensive. Selectman Alves asked if the town should look into it. And I told him he can do whatever he likes. He stated, geez, I was just trying to get new software. And she goes on, for the record, at no time did Selectman Alves ever ask about the details of the glitch that occurred on payroll warrant 54. This was the first time I saw her. At no time did Selectman Alves ask to see where the glitch took place or where it did not. At no time did Selectman Alves ask to see the tickets created with the Harris report. At no time did or has since Selectman Alves ever asked if the glitch was fixed. And she says, it is not. And she goes on, TRIO houses a multitude of levels used by throughout the town of Lyman. I've listed the modules below for you to, as they appear on the software. Real estate, personal property, tax bill, and real estate collections clerk. Budgetary cash receipts, payroll, blue book, motor vehicle registration, system maintenance. I don't know about anybody else, but this screams treasury. Okay? Selectman Alves then later stated in the meeting, for the record, Bill, I want to make sure that it's understood, I don't think the person in charge of TRIO is doing anything wrong. And I believe that. I believe they are qualified. I don't think it has anything that it has to do with the software. I must say I'm befuddled to Selectman Al's statement regarding person in charge of TRIO, because I was the one who sent the message regarding the need of a project manager. I assume, perhaps wrongly, that Selectman Alves has taken it upon himself to declare that the treasurer is the person in charge of TRIO. So, I have a question. Was the treasurer ever in charge of TRIO?
Yes, has been right from the start.
Okay. I just wanted to figure that out. While I have taken some of these tasks on in the past, I feel that the issues of the past few months have hindered me in being able to step out of my role as treasurer and assist in other areas due to false accusations and innuendos being driven by the town clerk and supported by Selectman Alves. Does anybody know anything about this? Innuendos? False accusations? Anybody?
I got a point of order. Is it appropriate to discuss all this without her here?
I don't know, but it's sent to me.
I know, but I mean, we're in an open forum here, and generally, I don't know.
Is this not public information?
It is.
Okay. I feel that I'm being accused of something that I don't really understand what I'm accused of. All I have done was ask three questions.
Exactly what that feels like.
Do you?
And you're being allowed to talk more than I've ever been allowed to talk.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'm just asking the question, sir, that's all.
I will finish up with perhaps it might be in the best interest of the town not to assign Selectman Alves to any projects that involve the treasurer henceforth. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Sorry, Bill.
Thank you. Anybody else have anything they want to bring up and bring forth? Okay. I guess.
Bob St. Ange. Today I filed a FOIA request. I want every FOIA request in September of last year filed to this town and all the pertinent information that was released on all of those. The next request is coming after the emails. And those are the deleted emails that might be the IT man is going to have to go in and dig them out. This woman sat here. I need to back up. We had a meeting. You all agreed that we were going to have the treasurer here and we were going to be able to discuss the monies. didn't get put on the agenda. Some of us were angry. I went home and pulled the meeting before. Rusty turned around when the Three Stooges at and grabbed John by the shoulders and said, oh no, we meant the next meeting. So that would have been the next meeting, not the next meeting. John brought up a motion, then he changed the motion, and then he changed the motion again and added to it, and we were supposed to have her here. That's what we came here for. I'm sorry, Fred, I know you got the wagons to go west, but we got the wrong wagon master in charge. And then we're not allowed to talk to her. She was very snippet and asking when certain questions were asked, like yes or no. It appears to me that whoever's driving her or she's doing this on her own, she is the glitch in the trio. I've called another town that deals with trio. They don't have a glitch. But that town selectman informed me of an auditor that I need to probably get my hands on, and I'm looking him up now. And I'm going to discuss this with him, the glitches in the trio. I think we'll find it may be the person in charge or the person that's got a hold of it. And you gentlemen need to be backing one another in regards to this. Not let this person dictate to you what she's going to do and how she's going to do it.
We have a short letter from a homeowner, Steve Austin, who lives on Shore Road. And he says, to the Lyman Select Board, dear members of the Lyman Select Board, this week Brad Nickel, the new road commissioner, his assistant, did major repair and maintenance on the section of Shore Road between 110 and 119. The maintenance was to help control erosion and sediment entering the Kennebunk Pond. The environmental impacts of sedimentation include the following: loss of important extensive aquatic habitat, decrease in fishery resources, loss of recreation attributes. Brad put a lot of thought and his experience into how to deal with the effects of storm runoff, along with the issues of winter snow plowing, sanding, and salting. The town is constrained to repairing the road area based on easements, so it is incumbent on property owners around the lake to do their part. I would like to thank Brad, the select board members and clerk who helped get this issue addressed. That was Steve Austin.
Oh, Brad. Thank you.
We've got some mail on the transportation updates, which are rather lengthy. So we'll have to see what they are and go forward with those. Bring those out. I have an email and this is from Lori in regards to 12 Basswood Street, and the email is actually from Code Enforcement. Says, hi, Lori. I'm not sure how the process operates here, but I have attached a memo to the Town Board of Selectmen asking for guidance in this matter. I assume you would send this out to the chair and you would decide if this got on the agenda or not, just following up on the complaint I received last week. And I believe he did visit the property, spoke with the person there. Appears to be a good deal of junk around the property. The owner indicates that he's in the process of cleaning it up. The codes officer understands that he has a right to take legal action. And we need to get back to him with what to do with that. So that's where that is at this point in time. Morris or Brad, do you know what the local road assistance program is?
All right. That's funding that we get from the state to help us plow and maintain their state roads. And that figure changes every year.
Yes.
Yeah, I got much of the info on this. So I just have to meet with Brad to find out what road has to go to.
Yeah, so yeah. So you get a chance to talk with Lori, Brad, so
and
she
you guys will have to sign
know what road's there.
You guys have to sign this today. This is in your sign packet. That's why you have it.
All right. The LED light upgrade for with CMP deal. It says this is from Jennifer Mazzaro from CMP. She says they've begun to work to process the request for the new LED lighting. So that we're in the queue, and they expect these to be installed early 2022, but possibly sooner. So that's in the process of getting done. So Hillsong is filing an application for wood waste processing facility at their Stonefield Quarry. So they're just in there. This is a public notice of intent to file. Okay. Minutes of the meeting dated June 9th. Looking for a motion.
So I move we accept the minutes as recorded.
Okay.
Second.
You have a second? Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Who seconded that? Who seconded that?
I did.
Tom did.
Oh, no, I don't think Tom was on yet. No. Can we get a different one? Tom, you weren't here yet. On June 9th, you weren't at that meeting.
All right.
We need another second.
So, Dave, can you second
Dave?
That?
So. Second, okay.
Okay.
And Bill?
Yes.
Excuse me. In the mail, there was one from Treasurer, June 29th. Is that in yours? This was issued to you.
The LED one?
Before?
It was right before the LED, yeah.
It's not on the.
I know. Well,
it looks like this.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Yeah, right here. Number 7. Treasurer.
Oh, yeah,
issue items for a special town meeting.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I did miss it.
Yeah, that's something we discussed last week.
Yeah, so the items that she brought up that we would need to discuss for the special town meeting was Article 9, to see if the town will vote to appropriate from 2021 personnel budget an amount not to exceed $30,000 for the fiscal year 2020-2021 budget deficit for professional services. And now it will need to say from surplus. Article 15, to see if the town will vote to appropriate from surplus the sum of $8,000 for the contingency account. Article 16, to see if the town will vote to appropriate from surplus the sum of $84,010 for professional services. The original article should have read $174,010, but I believe it read $84,000. Article 17, to see if the town will vote to appropriate from surplus the sum of $17,500 for the maintenance and repair of town buildings. The voted amount was $8,000. The breakdown for the $17,500 was plowing and sanding for the town hall parking lot of $4,000, sanding and shoveling walkways of the town hall $1,000, mowing of the town hall $4,500, and building repairs and maintenance $8,000. And then number 5 was the fire department overage, which I think we're going to discuss that later on tonight. But if that is the mail.
We just got a vote in the minutes.
Yeah, we did. It was
did you guys vote?
4-0, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll have Tom abstain, okay?
Yeah.
Tom, you're going to abstain from that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so we're looking at payroll warrant number 60 in the amount of $16,570.61.
So moved.
Second.
Tom seconds it. Any discussion on it? All those in favor? Three. Those opposed? Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. Three and one?
Okay.
Okay. Accounts payable warrant number 61 in the amount of $50,683.51.
So moved.
I'll second
that. Is that Tom?
Yeah.
Yes, that's Tom. Yep. Any discussion? All those in favor? Three. Opposed? One. 3-1. Accounts payable warrant number 62 in the amount of $4,752.88.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Three. Opposed? One. Okay, accounts payable warrant number 1 in the amount of $620,603.42.
So moved. I can't discuss yet. I guess second in order to discuss, right?
Right. Yeah.
Second discussion.
Okay, any discussion?
Is it by law or rule that these amounts have to be paid in the first month? The, like to the RSU 57 of 446 as opposed to over 3 months, which leads to the next discussion. What a lot of people are here for, and you know, surplus and what have you.
My understanding is that the school and the county budget is a monthly bill, and we have to pay it.
We pay $446,000 every month?
Yes.
Okay. That's for salaries and
school budget.
School budget. Okay.
Yeah, about 80% of taxes.
I haven't really seen that other piece of paper, but that's okay. All right.
Okay. Any more discussion? All those in favor? All those opposed? 3-1. Okay. Accounts payable warrant number 2 in the amount of $69,400.
So moved.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Okay. All those opposed? 3-1. I saw a smile. That was good. Okay.
Can I ask a quick question, please? Victoria Gable, believe you in the back. Do you have a printout of these warrants that we should review? Detailed?
Not right now. Go on, that's it. Do you have access to the website?
Thank you.
But I don't have any to hand out.
Yeah, they're posted on the website.
They're on the website. Yeah.
Okay. Unfinished business. We have 12 Basswood Court, which we already spoke about.
There was one part of this bill from Dick Lambert's. And I read this here from, I mean, it goes all the way back to 2019 with a picture of what it was at that point in time. And what Patty had written to them and given them fair warning. And then in this from Dick said, my purpose in writing to you is to get some direction on how the town wishes to proceed in this matter. It would be my advice to proceed with a citation and that certain hard deadlines are included in a consent agreement or order of the court, along with provisions that the deadlines are not met. The town would have the authority to hire an outside contractor to enter the property and clean up the junk and then charge any expenses of the property as a special assessment.
That should be a motion.
In your packet dated July 1st, the code enforcement officer has already gone to Attorney Morin. He forwarded this stuff to him. Did you read that? It would be under unfinished business in your packet, and it would be the first thing.
This one up from the
Yeah. Did you see how it's already going to him?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. On June 30th at 4:48, it's an email from interim officer to Attorney Morin. Facilitating this.
So there's already a complaint that is in motion.
Yeah, he has forwarded that to the attorney just to get some direction on that to make sure he took the proper steps to move forward with it.
The motion was already made that Patty was allowed to go to the attorney
right.
A while ago.
Right.
Now it's just finally going to the attorney.
Yeah. So that's
okay.
Where it is at
this point. All right.
It's being processed.
Yep.
Okay. Old Kennebunk Road. Brad.
Schedule to be paved for 700 feet either the end of this week or next week. No.
Another 50 feet.
It's close. It's close. Okay. Oscar Littlefield Road. I had not got a chance to do anything further on that. I will make sure I have it for the next meeting. And then we can decide where to go with that. Do we have anything further on the TRIO software at this time? I know that particular issue has not been rectified. Next item is to address the budget cuts made at the annual town meeting. And actually, the next two kind of go together. You've got some documents that Jeanette prepared for us. Under this section that shows what the surplus is each year. And so for 2020, the total fund balance as far as the general fund goes was $4,055. If we go back to 2019, it was $4,097. If we go back to 2018, it was $4,200,000. And if we go back to 17, it was $3,880,000. After speaking with Jeanette about this, we discussed, you know, how much of that would be responsible to use. And out of the surplus, the general fund, we talked about it using $1 million towards taxes.
The other kind of missing piece of that, and I don't know if you guys got it emailed to you or not, was the summary of expenses in relation to fund balance.
Okay, go ahead.
What's interesting is as the fund balance changed, our expenses changed. I didn't get it. It was an idea I had to show the ratio of how much our budget's gone up, because I believe Mr. St. Ange made the comment, is the surplus just going up and up and up? I think, correct me if I'm wrong. And, yeah, it is. But what I wanted to see, we spend more money every year, it costs us more to operate the town. So my thought was, one, you're exactly right, we need to take more out of surplus. But what I was trying to point out, and I'm not a good enough treasurer to explain this really well. You really need Jeanette here. But the way your surplus has gone up, and your fund balance before deductions and everything else, you're not as far out of whack as you think you might be. $1 million is a good figure. The other thing, related but maybe not related, we've talked about doing something with South Waterboro Road. You've still got, I don't know, maybe $500,000 in there, and it'll be more in November by a lot than it is now, the way just things roll. You might get yourself further ahead and make more of an impact on the taxpayer in a positive way. Taking $1 million, you know, your $1 million going against your taxes now, working that way, and then possibly taking this other $500,000-$600,000, getting a state match like they promise is available, and doing a big chunk of the worst part of South Waterboro Road. That basically means that, in my head, the way I thought of it, that $600,000 actually becomes the buying power of $1.2 million. And there aren't a lot of opportunities like that. I understand the reasoning for cutting taxes in that. The other relationship to be cognizant of, you got a 28% budget increase. Usually translates 12-14% tax increase, roughly, by the time it all. And again, I'm not the treasurer, so I'm not doing a good job of explaining this. But I agree with all of you, we got to take more out of surplus. But I would hate to make a rash decision tonight until we get good explanation and explore these other options. And that's all I got to say on that.
Okay. I wanted to continue with what I was going with. We're talking and taking out of the general fund.
Yeah, I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, that's okay. Besides that, we have excise. And there's approximately $300,000 that we could take from that to apply towards taxes also. So that would be $1.3 million. To help lower the tax rate.
So she was supposed to give you examples of a $400,000 house. Did she do that?
We don't have a mill rate. We don't have.
We haven't quite got that far.
And that's not her area. That's your assessment.
Well, right, but there was supposed to be an example from the last meeting. It was supposed to be all here in this 5-year example.
at the 28% increase?
At whatever it is currently. Things, a lot of us have to know what our taxes are going up. Some of us got faced with $130,000 increases. Right. Well, that's going to hurt.
Oh, I understand.
And that's why we were all here looking to do something.
Right. We got a dirt floor property. They increased the value on $150,000. They never went inside. We're fighting with.
Dirt I should have got that for you. I apologize.
Yeah,
I did not.
Well, it was supposed to be in part of this.
Well, I understand. Yes, Fred.
Fred Beshad, in the name. So, to summarize the plan, it sounds like the select people are considering 1 million from surplus, 300,000 from excise tax to be placed to its next year's taxes. And I suppose through a special town meeting. And if that is the plan, if that's what you're considering, are you prepared to take a vote tonight to pursue that? Not to do it, to pursue it. Make sure that, I mean, we need to know something's happening in what direction. Sometimes it seems things happen, and sometimes we talk a lot and nothing goes anywhere. I'd like to see that we're in, you know, again, we're all on the same side.
All right.
I personally, speaking for myself, only agree with those numbers. I think those numbers work. And not knowing the mill rate and not knowing what it's eventually going to bring about, that $1 million to people who are going to be hard-pressed with taxes, that $1.3 million is, to me, it's just got to happen, or we're gonna lose some people here. And I would think if you would take a vote tonight to pursue that action, and we know it's happening, I, for one, can sit down and say, okay, we're all still on the same page, away we go. And I can put paperwork away and cancel appointments and do all kinds of good things that I'm doing at my own expense.
Well, if you take that list of five items I read earlier,
yep,
along with what we just spoke about now, I checked with Paulie as far as what we have to do schedule-wise, and it sounds like right now we have to have a 60-day notice of this. So if we had a motion to schedule a town meeting in 60 days, September 7th, then the next meeting we can have the wording for all the articles to be discussed and set, but at least we have the time limits working down the road. John?
I move that we set September 7th for a date for a special town meeting.
Second.
Dave seconds that. Is there any more discussion on that? Yep. Well, you'll get to speak. Hang on, all right? All those in favor? It's 4-0, so that's what we're going to schedule. Go ahead, Leo.
Excise tax, you said.
Yes.
That's not guaranteed. That's not.
It is not guaranteed.
And what's going to happen here? You're not going to get that in your surplus next year.
Well, the $300,000 from excise, you have to, knowing that that's not a guarantee, so you have to look at what do we have in surplus if that doesn't come through. And we have the funds to cover that if necessary. Morris.
That money, you raise that money in excise tax, that money's going to come in. I don't care, you know, if it's $100,000, $200,000 right there. That money should not just lay there and be dumped into surplus. You better budget that somewhere near what you can spend out of that. I think $300,000 is a good figure to carry on using that excise tax, and you're stupid if somebody left over.
That's correct.
I don't understand why, you know, why you want to budget that money. That's tax dollars coming in every year.
I would think, and this is just me thinking, that if we go by a year and the surplus is not expended, then that should be part of the next year's budget.
You go to the service to spend it. Yeah, you got to use it. Yeah, but you're kicking the can down the road, Bill. You're not using the money to offset this year's taxes. I mean, you've got an $800,000 increase here. I don't think there's too many people in this room are too keen on seeing their taxes go up by that amount of money. That's a lot of money to go up in a $2 million budget. And I would think you'd want to offset it any way you could.
Well, let me get back
Well, how much were you taking out of excise tax on your warrant?
I can't answer that.
Can you, John?
No, but to Leo's point, we do something similar to that at the fire department. Every year, we apply the ambulance revenue to the next year. We do, the figure over the last couple of years has been $174,000. We had a bigger year the year before, we had of $200,000. And the argument has always been, we know we can do $174,000. And that's all I'm cautioning is, to Leo's point, everybody be really careful that we don't dig this down so that we've got to raise taxes to, because we've got a history of what? At least $600,000 every year out of surplus.
More than that.
Yeah, the last year, last couple of years.
Yeah, last couple of years been more than that.
More than that. I mean, historically,
2020 was $850,000.
You know, over $1 million historically for the last 4 or 5 years, and we haven't been using it.
Well, that's why I'm saying you last year was what, 850, 875?
Right. Yes, 850.
And this year you decided to take only five.
650.
Why would that reduction? You should have went. Yeah, you got both go to 850. But they should have kept that up there. You know what I mean?
I do. But you know, I still go and look. What do we have for expenditures for July, August, September?
It's all money just being moved around.
Well, it is.
The end result is money's going to be somewhere, one way or the other, one place or the other. Right?
Yep.
So, but you used to take 875 out of the excise tax, so only 100 and some odd 25, wow. 150,000 went back into the surplus.
2017, we took 600,000. 2018, we took 400,000. 2019 was 650,000. 2020 is 850,000.
That means that at the end of the year, 600,000, if you only took four, it was 600,000 that went back into surplus.
And that is right. We shouldn't be dumping that money back into surplus. And you know, that's taxes that are raised. That's excise tax that's raised. It shouldn't just sit there in surplus and not be used to offset the taxes.
That's fine. It's basically on the way you're going.
Yes, Bob.
Some clarification, please.
Sure.
The last meeting we had, we were discussing what the town, the state dictates the town has to keep in reserve. $1.9 million. And we were looking at the excess that was in that account, and the treasurer turned and said that there was $3.7 million in that account instead of the $1.9. I haven't heard any of those figures brought up tonight, unless I missed it. Are you still talking about where is that account? Is it 3.6, 3.7? Is it $4 million? What is that dollar figure?
If the excise comes in, it will be the $4 million. If the excise doesn't, it would be 3.7.
So there is 3.7 million, 1.7 million in excess sitting in the account that the town is not mandated by the state to keep.
Correct.
Why isn't that 1.7 million put to this budget to straighten this whole dollar figure out? It doesn't need to be all that money in there, and bring that down to where it's supposed to be, according to what the state mandates. I'm not hearing any answer on that. I understand reserve accounts that we've got money allocated for South Waterloo Road. Those accounts should be just moving forward every year with whatever the town puts out. And those accounts should be separate. This dollar figure that's sitting out here, I might have missed something, if I do, I apologize, but I don't. We haven't run up an answer yet on that $1.7 million. And if that's sitting there, the taxpayers should be having to face an $882,000 increase in taxes. At the last meeting, we also discussed just doing 1.5 and leaving the rest.
Let's be close to what you were saying.
Right.
Any more discussion? We're going to move forward, so we've set September 7th for a town meeting. Yes, Morris?
Going back to that previous question there, you said discuss, I guess, budget cuts and other things. Is your consensus of the board, are they going back and just take money out of surplus to make up the difference that on the cuts that were made at town meeting? Is that what your theory, is that what you're thinking of doing?
Can't do it without a vote.
No, I know that, but I mean, but they can represent the people, but I mean, no, you're right, Fred. I didn't mean to infer that they could do it.
Yes, we have to decide how we're going to approach that, and we have not decided.
One more question, please. You approved the warrants, and we're having a no vote over there.
Yeah.
Possibly. Dave, would you care to elaborate as to why you're voting no? Is there funds that...
I have not been told that this glitch that is out there has ever been fixed. Every time I mention it, it seems I get an email.
So the glitch is in the shortfall?
I directly asked last week if the glitch was fixed. The answer was no.
But what is that glitch indicated?
The glitch was involving a new tax deduction for an employee, and it didn't get transferred to the reports. And that's where the glitch came in. So the report wasn't generating all of the deductions. It missed a new one. And that was the question, is why did it miss that deduction?
That's the first I heard.
Okay. So this glitch over one employee's tax deductions is messing up all this restless money that we're dealing with, and we're paying these warrants for $500,000. That glitch is affecting that.
If that was affecting that, we would have had a note on that. So there is nothing affecting it right now.
So am I missing something? When a question is asked, and how come that didn't get explained?
It's a good question.
So this is going on 6 weeks now. That's the first explanation I have.
Excuse me, there is something in your packet.
Right.
Did you get this? Jeanette provided this back and forth with Harris?
Yep.
As there's no update.
Yep,
so that's the latest as of July 2nd. There's still no update from Harris. Okay, just so that you know that you followed.
Okay,
that's why.
Bill? Yes?
Didn't Jeanette say, though, she runs the numbers as well as against what comes her trio, like to develop the, there is a double check?
Yes.
So it's not
that's
just,
how she picked it up.
It's just not Ola's Trust Trio. She's double checking everything for the ones
correct.
That come out, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, for the record, there was never anything stated that she was doing anything wrong.
Okay. Appointments. Continued from the June 21st meeting. I believe we have two applications.
Wait, you got to do these appointments first. This list, that's new business.
Oh, that's different.
Go back to unfinished business. This is the last thing. The last thing in there.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. There's some more you have to do. And then we still have that vacant position, EcoMaine.
Okay, so we need to...
Appoint all of these.
Yeah. So we need to appoint a code enforcement officer, a building inspector, plumbing inspector, E-911 addressing officer, and a health officer, and that would be Patty, an EcoMaine representative, which we don't have anybody wanting to be, an assessing agent, which would be Dave Sawyer, who's been filling that position for us, and the road commissioner, which is Brad Nickel for the year. So I need a motion to accept these appointments.
Accept the appointments as read.
Second, Dave seconds it. Any discussion? All those in favor? Go ahead, you can still discuss it.
The EcoMain representative would mean there's nobody's interested. I've never heard of
that. It's a good job, Tom. I did for years.
Yeah.
You like it. You'll like it, Tom. I'm glad you volunteered. All in favor, Tom?
I did it for a while, too. It's actually pretty interesting. Real interesting place. About 8 meetings a year. Not a lot during the summer.
And they feed you.
Yeah, they do.
Food is going to make the decision?
Yes. That's what it is.
Incredible chocolate chip cookies. And really good coffee. Right. But meetings are during the middle of the day. That was the issue. Yeah. It seems old kid had hay down and I had to go there. So, and then that didn't matter.
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock would be noon time.
Yes, Leo.
No, usually 2 o'clock now. Nobody wants to work.
You just stated you're going to appoint somebody to assess her?
Yeah. Well, yes, it's a temporary position.
There is a difference between appointing and contracting. I think the town charter says appointments.
It is a contract, but we have to appoint the person to be the contract person, if that makes sense.
I just look at a town charter.
Doesn't
say you contract
it. No, but even when we did it earlier with KRT, we still had to vote to appoint them to be the assessing agent, even though we had a contract with them. I know it's convoluted, but
it's an interesting job.
Is that you?
Okay.
So,
the facilities are very well.
Are we ready to vote?
Yes, I can't take that position.
Yeah, I'm just saying if you could find somebody.
All those in favor? 4-0. Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, road department department report. Any reports to give?
So the roads are starting to be painted. I don't know if anybody's noticed any striping going down.
Mine's a lot.
We won't. The chances are real good we're not going to have any white stripes this year, though, because they don't have any white paint. Neither does DOT, which I found out from the rep that's in charge of Southern Maine. So. Yellow, one stripe is better than all faded and no stripes. So they started last night striping. So that's being done. They're also going to be ditching Kennebunk Pond Road from the parking lot up on the right-hand side. If you're going up the hill, that's going to be re-ditched and new shoulder put in. Let's see what else. They are looking at the washout at the end of Poor Farm Road to fix that up. And to pave that corner wider. The Kennebunk Pond, the old Kennebunk Road, obviously, that's going to be done in the next week or two. That's all that comes to my mind immediately.
It took them 3 months to ditch from my house to the trailer park last winter, last summer.
Once again, babysit.
They kept coming and going and coming and going.
Okay. Thank you, Brad. Yes.
RF. P on Walker Road.
They're all going to be put together.
Okay,
as well as the paving.
All right, thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, I just barely found the last of the PK nails that Brad Lodger put out last year in the road.
Okay, you got one.
Kind of got scuffed up. I've got one more I've got to find.
Yeah, so. Okay.
We're ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, appointment. Application for appointment for Ordinance Review Committee. We have two applicants for that committee. One is Michelle Felicetti, who's right over there, and Amber Sweat, who is not here tonight.
She's at the library working.
Oh.
Just that.
Well, at least by it, by the, or, you know, by committee, those two for that committee. If we can vote for those.
On the ordinance review committee.
Morris is on it.
Yeah, who else is on it, Morris? You're the only one?
And then someone with the last name Welch. We didn't know who he was, though. Welch? It's the third.
I don't know.
There was seven.
On my list.
I don't know.
Yeah. They've dwindled down. So we'll have three. It's an improvement.
Possibly four if the other person is still
around. So do you want to go through and just vote them all?
Well, okay. There's only three, right?
Well, yeah. The other one is for Zoning Board of Appeals. Russell out.
It's an alternate.
Out? What, how do you say that? It's not outhouse.
Outhouse.
Outhouse. Okay. Retired. Do I have a motion for those three?
I move we accept all nominations that you've got.
Okay. I need a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
You do it all as a group?
Those three?
Those first three.
Okay.
Two for ordinance and one for zoning board.
Zoning board, yeah.
The zoning board, I'll have to abstain. So do them separately.
Okay. Let's do the ordinance review. Make a motion for
I move we accept Michelle Filicetti and Amber Sweat for the ordinance review committee.
Okay. Second? Tom seconds it. Any discussion on that? All those in favor? 4-0. Okay, Zoning Board of Appeals, it's an alternate position for a Russell Outhues. Out,
I don't know if you got Outhues, right?
Yeah, Outhues, yeah. Need a motion?
You can say it, so.
I make a motion to accept Russell Outhues' application for Zoning Board of Appeals. Alternate.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor? 3-1 abstain. Okay. We actually have two things to do.
Excuse me, Bill.
Yes.
Did I miss us appointing David Sawyer for the assessor?
No, that was in that group before.
Okay, all right.
That was in the group.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, for Charter Commission, we have one more person at large to appoint and one person from the board to represent the board on that. So we have an application from Rod Hooper that he would like to be on the Charter Commission.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
Dave seconds it. Any discussion? All those in favor? 4-0. That's good. Thank you. And then we have we need to pick somebody from the board to do that. Boy, that takes it out of my hands. So can somebody motion?
Make a motion to appoint Dave Alves.
The volunteer.
Volunteer.
Yes.
Sorry. Volunteer for as the selectman for the Charter Commission.
Get a second on that? Can I second it?
Yes.
Hey, I don't think you technically need a second from any of them.
Robert's rules of order, you can second.
Okay, yeah, I will second that.
How can you second it? With Robert's rules?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's the chair.
The board doesn't lose his authority to vote and make motions because he's the chair.
That's true.
He never loses authority or his power.
Any discussion? All those in favor? 3-3 to Dave didn't vote for himself. Should have voted for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, because you needed three.
Yeah.
If I hadn't voted for you, you wouldn't have.
I knew you were going to vote for him.
Oh, yeah. I didn't nominate you because I wanted to be on it. And I know you guys wouldn't nominate me, so.
Okay, so the next one, Lori, that's the one we were talking about.
Treasurer's job description, she requested to be updated.
No, we're not going to discuss that. Yep.
Right, so skipping that. You told me to put it on the agenda. Yeah, one-day catering permit is next.
Okay.
That is not the one that you have in your hand.
Okay.
The one-day catering is Pirate's Patio and Galley. The 969 South Waterville Road.
So this is just a catering. So we have a catering permit for 969 South Waterboro Road by a company from Old Orchard Beach that's going to be doing the catering. They just need a permit to cater the event.
Is it a company we've used in town before? Do you recognize them? That's the only question.
Pirate's Patio is a bar on Washington, I'm pretty sure.
It's a bar.
So they're going to bring their license. They okay. Have a license to...
Oh, it's your event?
No, the next one. No. We're going through all the catering.
But I
under, license
yeah,
stuff.
Right, okay. Right.
We're well versed on it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't think Ryan has anything in your ordinance as far as like catering and stuff, too, and I spoke to Patty about that. Like some towns will have it, like catering companies or vendors will actually have to show you their license. I'm not sure Lyman had anything in the ordinance where they had to show a license. We'll make them do that anyway.
Yes, yes. We usually do.
It's attached to the application.
Mm-hmm.
It's for one day for a wedding.
Yep.
On 7/17. One that says Pirate's Patio on it. There's only one.
Continue this to the next meeting because there's other information that we needed to get that we haven't been able to obtain.
What was that information?
I have no idea. I was told that they needed more information and to continue it to the next meeting.
The only thing the state needs from me for my catering license is applying for my catering license. Essentially what Pirate's Patio just approved for them to come in for a one day. So being that we have a wedding venue.
With an occupancy that's special events for weddings, events, any other gathering, with an approved kitchen, with DHHS, Maine CDC approval, the state fire marshal approval, code enforcement approval, Maine electrical inspector approval, everything's been approved, everything's good to go.
The state told me they'd issue my catering permit as long as I got the town's approval. That's essentially to be able to control.
So all we need is signatures from
and
selectmen
alcohol.
Or someone in the town saying they know that we're doing weddings
for
there,
one day,
and having events,
week.
The alcohol is going to be served.
And why was it postponed?
I'm not sure.
There was missing information. They said they wanted to research that
is
first.
Is that from Dick Lambert?
I talked to him today multiple times, and he told me to come to the meeting and maybe discuss it with you, because I don't, there is no missing information.
He just said he's new, and he doesn't understand me. He didn't even know that my occupancy is all approved. He didn't know anything. He thought I was like switching my use, which I'm not.
No. It's literally, so the way it's written, like I can have, you know, like a pirate's patio come in, right, and do the event, let's say. Instead of having them do it, I would like to be able to control the food and the alcohol at those said events. I don't know these other catering companies, and it just, you know, I want control of that. I care about the safety of the people at the weddings, and I just like to be in control of it.
Yeah, because as it stands right now, we have a BYOB.
And
anyone that knows, I mean, let's throw a wedding with 150 people and let everyone bring their own alcohol and see how the event turns out.
I've been, literally, the guy from the state told me to issue the license right away. There is no missing information as long as I got the town's approval.
Are you referring to the state health
inspector? Yep. I'm already approved by the health. I'm approved by everyone. Literally, just the liquor license people told me they'll issue it to me right away. They even apologized to me because I'm just on it. I've been doing all my research and stuff, and they told me they'd approve me as long as the town approves me.
And you don't know what...
And it would really be a bummer if we did have to prolong it, just because they do have events coming up that, you know what I mean?
In the next 2 weeks.
They need the approval, yeah. Next weekend, the weekend after that, I'm already booking out, like, fast, and this is really important to my business, you know?
I can only tell you what I know. I was told to please postpone it for the next meeting.
Who told you to do that?
Everything you need to know is in that paperwork. The only missing information was you guys' signature. That's literally the only thing missing. There's nothing else to be researched or done. I can't really talk to Patty because she's, you know what I mean? All that stuff going on, I kind of dealt with her as far as that stuff goes. And then a lot of it's the state, to be honest with you, and then...
Yeah,
you guys have
put our business
so
permits.
You know,
I've done had septic tests, water tests.
I have a commercial kitchen that's been approved
of money to do everything, so
by the state. It's
all
done.
It seems like it'd be easier to just have a one-day permit get approved and do it at a house right next to the venue. Like at that point, so we're doing everything we can do.
There's an email in your packet that you all got today, huh? Right? You guys saw the email.
Which one?
The one about this. So far, what was found and what's not.
We should postpone.
Who asked you to postpone it?
No. This is our discussion time. Thank you.
Okay.
Who asked?
It's not a public hearing.
Well, there's a lot of hard work. I'm here.
I don't get it.
I have my retail license. I'm sorry. Can I speak?
You can just do BYOB all you want then.
I know, but I really don't want to. I'd rather be licensed to be able to sell the food and the alcohol.
More handlers about it, whatever. They're going to BYOB permit.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
I don't blame you. Well, you have all the choice to say no.
You can't say anything?
He kind of left me in a tight spot because he didn't call me till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that meeting was tonight, and I've been in constant talks with the state guy that approves it, and he basically, I talked to him last week, he called me at 9 a.m. and was like, all set, next Tuesday, if they approve it, I'll issue your license right away. So I was like, okay, sounds good. And then I just got a call back today from the town saying they needed to research it more. But I didn't get the call till 3 o'clock. I was trying to get Lawrence and him to talk because that's the guy from the state. And again, 3 o'clock, I mean, I don't know when he's out of his office and stuff, but I have emails from Lawrence and whatever. And the guy, he's a new CEO, so he didn't really know. I think it was just because he had no knowledge of what was going on, but...
Was it Dick Lambert that...
Yeah, that's who I spoke with today. Yeah, like it was late in the afternoon, so I had no time. I definitely would have been able to have them speak if it was maybe brought to my attention a little bit earlier in the day. Because from what I knew last week, it was just...
Do you glean anything significant out of that? Is what I'm at. What?
I'm taking my serve state course. Me and all my bartenders are TIP certified. Everything's legit. I've had to go through extensive courses and licensing and testing. Literally, the last step is just to be approved from the town.
What does that say to you, Dave? I'm just trying to...
Well, what Dick is saying is I think a case can be made since the nature of the liquor license requirement is changing. A return trip to the planning board to amend the 1995 conditional use permit by the applicant could be required, but I would advise that this be reviewed by the town attorney or MMA before making a policy statement. So my question to the board is, can we grant a conditional approval pending town attorney's decision?
Or you need to know right off, right?
I would appreciate it immensely, just because...
If you approved it and the town attorney said it has to go back to the planning board...
Well, it's a conditional approval. That's what I'm asking. Can we give a conditional approval pending so that we don't have to reconvene?
Once I get the approval, the guy from the state told me to scan and email him your signatures on the permit, obviously, either tomorrow, because I spoke with this lady when I came into the town hall, and she said you guys could mail it or could just pick it up or something.
So what I'm asking the board is if we can conditionally approve pending the town attorney's decision on this, approval on this. We can't, and that's probably not going to be tomorrow.
Maybe if Bill was willing, you could give him a quick phone call tomorrow and get caught up with that. And then we could, excuse me.
No, go ahead. But I do need to point something out. Go ahead.
Yeah. No.
Right. And then you could do a special if you felt like it, you know, or by consent. I don't know.
Exceptions usually bite you.
Oh, I understand. I understand. And that's...
Not to be difficult. But
no.
And just keep in mind, the special amusement permit by your ordinance for zoning is required as soon as you get a liquor license for this.
So it's a catering license. I don't like that it's being, because you guys just approved Pirate Patio with their catering permit. That's essentially what I'm going for.
Yeah.
It's not a liquor license. It's a catering license to be able to legally sell food and serve alcohol.
Any place in the state.
That's what Pirate Patio does.
And this is one event only, right? Or is
it's
at Rusty.
We own the barn venue. Right. An event,
and I think that's where the sticking point is.
Yeah, I'm not a bar, open 7 days a week, like Funky Bow. You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing just one day a week, Saturdays, from 4 p.m. I do my cutoff at 10 p.m., last call, and then, you know what I mean, I could really go till 12 p.m., or 12 a.m., 1 a.m., actually, but because of the safety of people and being on 111, I don't like that, and I would just feel safer to be in control of the food and the alcohol, that's all.
We could do a one-event-only catering event without any trouble, but doing much more than that, Bill, I think Bill's right.
And I think you need a special amusement permit.
Because
yeah. Patty said to hold on to this until you get this.
I have a special amusement, like, that's what my...
I need a dancing permit through the state.
Like, it's a... That just didn't make sense to me.
It's a town thing. It's a town ordinance.
You know?
It is, but you need a dancing permit. I have to pay $120 a year just to be able to have people dance in the barn. So, like I said, Maine State Fire Marshal has been out to everyone. Everyone from
the
state.
No, and there's one from the state, now one through the town. To, that's we have a special amusement business. It's for weddings and events, and we have to do all this other stuff for to be able to do that one. That's what we already paid for our occupancy for. It was like $600 or $450 to do business as, and now there's other things we have to do the same business as.
When's your first event?
The first, sorry, it's just a lot. I've had events with other caterers come in, and it was just a hot mess. And like I said, that's what made me pursue to go and get my catering permit. And next Saturday, like a BYOB style essentially, but July 16th, we were supposed to be able to set up the cash bar option.
We're just trying to go to BYOB because it's how do you go up to people and tell them what to do when it causes problems? If you can be
more in a controlled fashion,
someone you can go up to people and have control of the event better than allowing a BYOB.
With tip certified, serve safe certified bartenders, I've been in the industry for a long time. I know how it should be controlled and done. We have a lot more on the line without being our property than these outside catering companies coming in just trying to make a quick buck. They don't care. They overserve people all evening, and I don't want that done there. I'm trying to have a classy establishment, and I want people to have a good time, but also, you know, be smart about it. I'm on 111. Mm-hmm. They connect the time that they have with our name, not... They get to leave and just carry nothing. They're not liable for anything, essentially. So I am, and it would just be more responsible. You know.
Yes, Bob.
Just a point of clarification. Did I hear you read that we have an ordinance on the books that's under review, but it's on the books that allows them to do that, but because it's under review, we need to postpone this in case it might get rewritten? Is that the way I understood what was said?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. So all of our events also don't have like alcohol. This is just for the ones that do need a bar service. Like some of them are baby showers and graduation parties. We've held prom there from local schools, and not all events need alcohol. It's just the ones that do need bar services or food.
What's on the review? What is the other permit, Laurie, that they need?
It's a special use permit. There was a note in the file from Patty that says they don't need a special use permit up until the time they go for a liquor permit. So they're going for a liquor permit, so we're thinking that they need a special use permit. Right now in the file, the only thing that can be found is 1995 conditional use permit by the applicant. It's the only thing that's in the file for this. So that's why they need to look more into it to find out if this special use permit is needed. You need these in conjunction with this one. This requires planning board to go out and sign off on, and the fire marshal, and there needs to be sidewalks and all this stuff to get this. If you're going to get this, you need this. That's what our ordinance says this already. It's not under review. This is what the ordinance says. So that's what they're trying to find. Dick is trying to research more against our ordinance and the state, what they're looking for here. Because this doesn't say catering. This says liquor license.
So that's the case.
But it's under the category of catering. And technically, I'm not attaching my liquor license to the building. We're doing that strategically like my lawyer told me to do, because once you guys approve my catering company, because I can set up food and liquor anywhere just like Patty's Patio are doing. They have a bar out of Old Orchard, but they're coming to do a catering event. I just so happen to be an owner of that barn venue in Lyman, and I'm solely kind of want to just do the events there, but I technically can set up and do bar services and food services in someone's backyard wedding in Arundel or Saco.
In order for her to do catering licenses, she needed to have a state-certified commercial kitchen in order to get your catering license. You have to use someone's kitchen. It doesn't have to be your own. We have one that's all approved, though, so use that one. So in order for her to do that, this was the last thing she needed that.
If you go into where I had to obtain that permit, it's under catering licensing. It's not under, like, their, I don't know. So it's a catering license that you can serve food and liquor.
Well, that was
again, the unfortunately, the code officer is saying he would advise that this be reviewed by the town attorney before making a policy statement. It's not my intention to slow you down, that's for sure.
It's possible to get anything before the 16th.
It's possible.
What's possible?
To get a reading on it from the attorney before the 16th, before her.
And just be aware, if it goes there, it very well could. He could say that it's going to go back to the planning board.
Mm-hmm. We've never even gone to the planning board for anything.
So I know that's what they're saying. It's the conditional use because now you're going for a liquor license. You're changing the use. So therefore, it has to go back to the planning
board. But there was always been liquor there.
It was a bring your own.
Yeah, or they had caterers come in.
I'm looking for a motion.
You're not supplying. You're the owner and the supplier.
I'm not. No, you owned it. I'm rushing.
You started catering. I'm the owner. I'm the owner of the bar.
To continue the next meeting.
Yeah, this is the question. We're not going to solve this tonight.
If I bring it to the town attorney, it's probably going to be a week to a week and a half before we hear anything.
I can essentially do the BYOB with that. It's just not controlled. It's just a literal.
You know? No, I mean, it's a lot more dangerous to do BYOB. I think we can all agree on that. If you can't, there's some serious issues.
I think, unfortunately, the hands are tied because of the ordinance, the way it's written. And believe me, nobody here wants to stop you. Did somebody make a motion?
We need site work, additional site work to be approved for the special amusement permit. Like, what do we need to do now to
nothing.
Have
don't
that?
Do anything.
Because we've had extensive.
Everything's been done. You should be under code enforcement because we already know what's going on.
Just wonder
what's going on. You got the pay
apply differently. Yeah, they do for individual cape, individual events.
I don't see why that wouldn't work. At least get by in the meantime.
Right, right. That's what I, yeah. That, what way can we do this to get by until we can...
Well, that's what the angle I was trying to approach it from. And the key to the discussion was we just approved one of these. It was an individual event. And
so can we approve, if there's ever been a sidewalk at this other...
And that would be possibly an MMA question. I don't know.
The one that you approved had a liquor license.
Okay.
Okay, don't she forget that owned. Point.
Okay, I forgot Big that point. Point. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's right.
So I can basically hold events there. No problem as long as someone has a liquor license.
Yeah. That's what, you know what I mean, the caterer, because our event space, we make them show us their liquor license. I'm just Rustic Greens and applying for its own catering permit. You know what I'm saying? So we can just be more in control of this. Because I'd rather, all the work we've done to that property, I think we deserve to be able to do our own food and alcohol services. I'd rather see us profit from that than some outside company. We've done a lot of work to make that property what it is, and yeah.
I don't think we disagree with you. I think that we just have to go through this process. If we can get it done sooner through the lawyers, but right now you may just have to, until we get a reading on it, you'll have to use a caterer until, I understand exactly what you're trying to do. You want to keep it all in-house?
No, I mean, that's fine. I can get a caterer like that. I don't have someone else's commercial kitchen. All I have to do is call up Chaps and say, hey, rewrite everything. Do it. I'll use their kitchen. She gets her caterer license and she does it anyway. So it's basically... All you need is a commercial kitchen to get your catering.
Which our commercial kitchen has already been approved through the state. I have the approval in my email. Because I can't even do this step without having it be approved by Thomas Jenkins, the York County State Inspector for DHS.
Yeah, so we can just use Chaps. That's fine.
The first place it has to go is to town council.
Yeah.
second?
Second.
You make the second?
Was there the motion already made?
John made the motion.
Until the next meeting was the motion?
Yes.
Okay, because
yes.
That just got messed up. Okay.
Any more discussion on that?
And who seconded that, Tom?
I did.
Dave? Okay.
Basically, it was a question. I don't even know if you heard the motion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll continue it to the next meeting.
Was it?
Yes.
What about town council? I thought it was town council.
It's going to go to town council.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we vote? All those in favor? 4-0. Thank you. If there's any change, we will contact you. Okay. For the internal application for the select board clerk position, and she is accepting the position as long as we're all set with it.
Do you need a motion to accept
just
her?
Just need a motion to accept it.
I move we accept them.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? 4-0. Thank you. One more motion.
Can I get one question?
Sure.
Because Fred was bothered me, so I missed it. But new business, treasurer job description, F, was that discussed?
It was not discussed. We bypassed that. We bypassed that. That was not ready for discussion.
Okay.
Second. Second. All those in favor? 4-0. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.